Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
Mother, whose neighbor worked in sanitation, lived near Claiborne. In addition to painting the march scene.
Well, hello today. It's good to have y'all back with us for the Echo Tips Podcast, you returning listeners, and it's good to have you new listeners here as well. As you might have noticed from our little prelude of the show today and from our show topic, this is going to be kind of a specialized episode that may not be applicable to everyone, but you may have a family member that or a friend or a neighbor who this could be helpful for as well. So by all means, refer them to this show. But our focus is going to be on various forms of content out there that is available on your favorite A-Lady devices that is specifically designed with people that are blind, low vision, and or having some sort of other print impairment, and just really dealing with all sorts of different things. So that could include radio reading services that are designed here in the United States to really read what would otherwise be print materials. Historically going all the way back before newspapers even had websites, that was like a foregone conclusion back in the 80s and the late 70s when many of these services were started. And so volunteers would come in and read said newspaper or other print materials, coupons, all sorts of local gazettes, and or book materials. And that would be streamable on a radio or in modern times, an Amazon Echo. And so we're going to take a look at a few of those and kind of address those from a United States perspective. There's an amazing network that I also enjoy out of Canada, the AMI Network. We'll talk about them, about some other podcasts that are specifically designed with the blind and low vision in mind, and maybe the way they use technology and computers and all sorts of other things. But it may not be your cup of tea today, but by all means, you may have family or friends that it may be applicable to. And so it's kind of just generally a PSA of sorts, a public service announcement to kind of make this kind of knowledge that is sometimes people may be totally unaware of it. I think here in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Roanoke, Virginia, we've had radio reading services here for over 40 years, and it's a very unknown quantity by many individuals. And so it's really kind of a nice PSA going out there. So anywho, for you new listeners who are welcome to the podcast, my name is David Ward. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill, based here at our training center in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Roanoke, Virginia, as I mentioned earlier. And we do training for, as I mentioned, the blind and low vision on using computers, tablets, and all sorts of gizmos. But our podcast here, the Echo Tips Podcast, is generally an all-purpose sort of podcast that by chance is very applicable to the blind and low vision because the nature of the way it works, which is, you know, you talk to it, it talks back to you, and it just seems to work out just tremendously well, especially when you think about all the different types of scenarios. Now, for you new listeners, we're a weekly podcast. That means 52 episodes a year. I don't think I've ever taken any time off in the last couple of years, and we are in our seventh season, so there is a back catalog of over 300 episodes, and we try to keep it somewhat short format here in modern times. We're somewhere in the probably 15 to 25 minute range. Occasionally, we'll have what's called an omnibus episode, which we'll clearly label, where it's a little bit longer, 30, 45 minutes, something like that, where we take maybe a whole bunch of content and we wedge it together, like we did one about reminders, and we did one about alarms, and we did one about AI innovations and how those may be used on the A-Lady or inform our A-Lady of the future. And so we've done all sorts of different things. We deal with all sorts of use cases, which include applications for seniors, for caregivers, for parents, for kids, family environments, business environments, assisted living homes, how to use them for home automation, for games, for fun, for music, all those sorts of different things. So by all means, check out our back catalog, and I'll even mention a place where you can find an entire listing of all our shows here at the end of the show, because that's just kind of a really, really powerful resource. If there's something you've been wanting to know how to do, or you just want to skim down the list and say, hey, I had no idea you could do that. Yeah, you can. So there's a large catalog of stuff that we've done over the years. Well, so before we delve into our core topic of different types of media that are directed towards the blind and low vision and those with print impairments, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, as always, and then we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Well, hello. And as I said, this is going to be a cool show, really geared towards the blind, the low vision, and those with other print impairments. Now, you may wonder why I say the phrase print impairment. So there may be other things that could impede a person's ability to maybe read print materials. That could include different forms of dyslexia. For crying out loud, you could have cataracts. You could have hand tremors that make it difficult to move the pages of a book or fold or unfold a newspaper. So there's all sorts of different things that could affect you. So here in the United States, we have a very large library services at a federal level called the Library of Congress. And so some of that nomenclature has kind of come from them, print impaired, that I used. But also here in the United States, we have a number of radio reading services, which have been founded over, most of them around the 70s to the 80s. And here in Virginia, we have several. And many of them, back then in ancient times, used radios. And they still are radios that are specially tuned on a subcarrier frequency to listen to periodicals and magazines being read every day. And that's true here in Roanoke, Virginia, and many other states across the United States. And there's a database you can search. All you need to do is Google pretty much radio reading services and then your state, you know, Virginia, Ohio, New York, wherever, and dig up those services and what they are. Now, many of them, like ours, also are able to be broadcast on the A-Lady. Some are available in podcast form. Some of them have more on-demand materials, while many just stream their live stream. And so those are pretty cool. There also are a number of podcasts and other networks. In Canada, they have a fantastic network I'm very jealous of called AMI, Accessible Media Incorporated. I think I got that right. Maybe I got the I wrong there because there's an I, AMI. Anyway, and they have fabulous content that is really designed for a plethora of different disabilities. There's a lot of blindness-specific or low-vision-specific content up there. And that's just kind of neat in the sense that they cover just not like reading newspapers or information like that, but all sorts of different use case scenarios from their Double Tap show, which deals with technology, from shows about dating with a disability, how to do outdoor activities and gardening and hiking and different things with different types of disabilities, whether it be vision or otherwise. And so just a huge, oh, cooking. I forgot about cooking. Yeah, that's a big one there. I think there's a show about cooking. So just a whole variety that AMI cranks out content-wise. And some of that is streamed here in the United States on the radio reading service as well. But just a wide plethora. And because of the nature of podcasting, there are a lot of podcasts out there specifically hosted, edited, and with a very much blind and low vision focus. And so many of those shows I'm very, very fond of, and I listen to almost every week. Some of them are just amazing content. Okay, so let's just delve into the deep end of the pool. I'm going to be using my Echo that's hooked up to the studio here that's responding to the Wake Word Ziggy. So I won't be saying the Alexa name, but if you have an Amazon Echo in hearing distance of my voice that does respond to Ziggy, then you may want to shut its ears off. Otherwise, I'm going to proceed here in just a second. Okay, so let's... let me first familiarize you with radio reading service. So this is one out of Richmond, Virginia, called Virginia Voice, a sister organization to what we do here, New Vision at Goodwill, in conjunction with WVTF's Radio IQ. So all you have to say is Virginia Voice, Ziggy, Ziggy, open Virginia Voice.
Starting Virginia Voice.
Mother, whose neighbor worked in sanitation, okay, lived near Claiborne. In addition to painting the march scene, Robinson created portraits of Larry, a teenager killed during the strike. Union
Ziggy,
leader T.O.
So that's going straight into their live stream. No fluff, no nothing. Goes straight into that. And there's a schedule for what's being read throughout the day. So generally, you know, certain areas of the day are blocked off for different types of material. Here's another one. This is the one that we're connected with. Ziggy, open Blue Ridge Reading Skill.
Welcome to the Blue Ridge Radio Reading Service.
Mm-hmm.
You can say listen live to listen live or play program schedule to hear the program schedule.
Listen live.
The audio information provided by the WVTF Radio Reading Service is produced and distributed
here
exclusively for use by blind, visually impaired, print impaired, or physically handicapped individuals under the authority of Section 121 of Title 17 of the United States Code,
here,
or with permission of the copyright owner.
There we go. Give it a second.
Every game of his I could.
Okay, so
I
there we go.
His baseball card statistics.
That's the live stream from
even when he beat
WVTF Radio IQ's Radio Reading Service.
All this changed in 1989 when Major League Baseball
Ziggy
announced a full inquiry.
Stop. Okay, so that gives you just two examples of two United States-based radio reading services. And like I said, you can Google radio reading services for your area or probably call your local department for the blind, vision impaired, and or other type of voc rehab services, and they can probably direct you to the right way. But probably just a simple Google search will often turn up exactly what you're looking for. Now, like I said, in Canada, they have the AMI network, and a lot of their shows are also available here in the United States in podcast form. At the moment, there's no real easy way. You used to be able to stream it live on TuneIn, but they shut that off a while back, so that's unfortunately not available. And I would think, though, it's probably geolocation restricted. So if you are in Canada and listening, I would think more than likely you can probably listen to that stream. And they may even have, well, I don't think so. I looked up on their website. I was going to say, I think they might even have an A-Lady skill, but I don't think they do. It's just on TuneIn. So generally you would just say play A-Lady play AMI live or something on TuneIn, and that would probably work. I think that used to be the way I used to do it before they started geofencing it so you couldn't play it in the United States. But one of their shows that I listen to almost every day, which comes on at noon usually here, and it's also available in podcast form and on YouTube, is called Double Tap. So you would just say, Ziggy, play Double Tap Canada.
Getting Double Tap from Apple Podcasts, resuming the latest episode, CNIB cybersecurity event, and everyone's angry at Sean.
now, obviously, if you're dealing with like
okay, so this
corporate
just picked
IT,
up where
there's
I
all
left
sorts
off.
Of extra requirements, but mercifully, I don't have to think about that.
Ziggy.
So I'm happy recommending when
stop. But there's a number of other podcasts that probably come to mind. There's Assistive Technology Frequently Asked Questions out of Indiana. There's a Mac Accessibility Roundtable. That one's kind of hard to kind of verbally get to sometimes because of the name. But that's a wonderful show all about Mac and iOS devices for those that are blind and low vision. So as you can probably tell, a lot of my podcast recommendations have a technological slant, which is hopefully good for our listenership here. I'll mention the Dot to Dot podcast is an amazing show all about the Amazon Echo. It isn't really specifically geared towards the blind and low vision, but it is by just definition very useful. And that's a daily podcast by Robin Christofferson, does a fabulous job with that show. There's one that I also think of called Unmute Presents podcast. They have a they do a little call-in show where people are asking questions about screen readers and their iOS devices and a wide variety of things. Very skilled instructors on that show, and just amazing work that's done on that feed. Periodically, there'll be a show about the Amazon Echo on there too, and maybe things about the Blind Shell, which is a phone used by the blind and vision impaired, and other topics that are really now. And across the seas, there's different things. RNIB has content here in the States. ACB, the American Council for the Blind, and National Federation of the Blind has content as well. So just a wealth of information. And like I said, if it's not technologically related, there's often little groups and stuff too, you know, like a writer's club or outdoor activities. Like I said, AMI has stuff out there. You can find a wide variety of information, almost any subject you can care to think of. All right, so that will bring the show to a close. We appreciate your listenership. If you have thoughts or suggestions about a future episode, you're welcome to reach out to us. And you may have not heard, but in a recent episode, I believe last episode, we mentioned that the Echo Tips program or podcast is overseen by the New Vision program, which is going to be actually coming to an end here near the end of the year. This program will be shutting down. Now, what that means for the podcast yet, we're not really entirely sure, but we're hoping to be able to cover some really cool innovations, hopefully coming from Amazon and their announcements about AI infused into our aid ladies here near the end of the year, and perhaps the podcast will be able to continue past then. But we would love, either way, to hear your feedback, what you appreciate about the show, what you'd like to hear us discuss in the future, just all that kind of wonderful content. You can just give us a thumbs up, whatever the case may be. And you can do that via email at info@goodwillvalleys.com. Just in the subject line, mention the Echo Tips podcast or New Vision or Dave, and that way it will find its way to me. And you can also do so on Facebook or Twitter, now known as X, by at mentioning Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. And so that's a simple way that you can have feedback about our show and what you appreciate. Oh, I was going to mention too, if you want to find a listing, and I'll try and update this this week because I think it might be slightly out of date, on my personal blog of all our past back catalog of shows, you can go to certdoctor.com. That's certdoctor.com. And then click or press enter on the blog, and then you'll find a listing usually up there near the top about the whole listing of the Amazon Echo shows over these past 7 seasons. Now we're in our 7th season. Well, we've reached the end of the show again. It's that time, as we often say, if we don't say it every time, I think we do say it every time, and that is, it's time to turn the ears back on your Echo, start practicing some of the many, many things that you've learned. I'm David Ward for the New Vision Program, and we do thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a non-profit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia.
Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.